T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Welcome to Friday and welcome to the weekend. It's December 3rd. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. There's more threats on Pittsburgh public schools. There's the preparations for the president's winter plan on COVID, UPMC and AHN and Acela figuring out vaccine mandates. But honestly, Larry, I'm glad I wore this neutral colored shirt today, because I feel like I'm actually going to have to separate people in the studio today. So forget all the headlines, forget the news. I feel like I'm going to have to stop a backyard brawl of sorts.
Well, in studio is meteorologist Dean DeVore, who is, among his many talents, public address announcer for the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Yes.
And you're in town because you also do
radio play-by-play for the Penn State women's volleyball team, and we're here for the NCAA championship for second rounds here at the University of Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yeah, so Pitt, Penn State. So I told Dean, I said, I had a brother that went to Pitt. I had a brother that went to Penn State. You and I went to Clarion, clearly.
Wait, what's the new name?
Oh.
Western Penn.
Yeah, I forgot.
Western Penn at Clarion.
You got to be careful.
I had a choice between the Wharton School or Clarion, and I thought, you know what? The student-teacher ratio is pretty good. I'm gonna go with Clarion. But Dino has the Penn State Nittany Lion logo on.
Yes, I do.
Larry's getting ready to take the charter plane down to North Carolina. He has the Pitt logo on.
And we're sitting across from each other, and you would think that we would stare each other down. But we love each other so much because we've known each other for so long that it's just Kevin, you have nothing to worry about here.
I can remember clearly when Pitt and Penn State in football played the Friday after Thanksgiving for a stretch. And it was
How about that 81 game?
Oh, it was a big day in our house. The 81 game. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, did I ever tell you this story? My uncle was a minister. He was a Lutheran pastor. And we would always go up there for Black Friday. The women would all go shopping and the men would all go watch football or whatever. And that day, we started watching that game. And, of course, it got 14-0 Pitt.
I recall.
Right? And so he called me Addy. He go, Addy, I can't watch this anymore. I'm going to go write my sermon. I said, oh, Uncle George, you got to watch. I mean, are you going to not believe? And so we scored, and it was 14-7. And, of course, I kept telling him to hang in there. Of course, we know the result of that game, 48-14.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 48-14.
So I'll tell you a little story about that very moment. Two things.
Yes.
My mother says to me, I don't know what it is about that Marino kid, but there's something about him I really like. Foreshadowing a big part of my future.
There you go.
Then you just stalked him into marriage at that point.
So I stalked his sister and married her. So my brother-in-law over the summer was here, and my neighbor straight across from me, huge Penn State fan.
Right.
And he had noticed Dan Marino walking in the driveway.
Surely.
And then after he had left, I saw him getting the mail. And he goes, hey, Larry, I saw your brother-in-law here. I go, yeah. He goes, it was all I could do not to put up a sign in my yard, 48-14.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's a rallying cry for Penn State. Well, let me go back to quick my story then. So on Sunday, we would go to the church service. And that was the center of the sermon, was like my nephew Addy taught me faith by sticking in with Penn State that day.
Never give up.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're here. And a lot of people might not know that this NCAA volleyball, which is very popular sport.
It's growing by leaps and bounds. I've been involved with Penn State volleyball now 28 years.
But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Play-by-play for volleyball.
Right.
How do you do it?
Serve over the net, picked up by Penn State. Left side set, Allie Franti with the kill. Point, Penn State. The Nittany Lions up 1-0.
I love that.
I just did that from the back of my mind there. How's that?
Well, that was like Mike Lang and those guys doing hockey on the radio. I used to think, wow, how can you follow it if you don't really know
hockey,
the game?
Hockey would be the one sport I think it takes chops to do hockey.
But there was a time when the Penguins sported a line where there were a bunch of S-names. Eddie Shack,
right.
Ron Schock, Ken Schenkel, Shepard, Shedden, and it was like, you're going to Penguin Shepard behind the net to Schenkel. Schenkel in front to Shack. Shack, shot, save, rebound. He can't score. Schenkel, Shack, shot, saves. You know that.
And you got to be careful you don't say a bad word in there either with all those SHs, right?
So. And I get to work with Bill Hillgrove, yes, who's been doing basketball. Think about this, 54 years
for Bill. I've gotten a chance to meet Bill and talk to him a little bit when he comes to Beaver Stadium, and it's great. These people that have been doing this for so many years are amazing. But you know, now I'm getting those years up, Larry. 28 years for volleyball, 22 for the stadium.
You're going to go into the volleyball play-by-play Hall of Fame,
right?
Yeah. All right, Dean DeBoer is here, our meteorologist in charge. Before he goes and heads downtown,
I have a few questions for him.
Yeah, I see that. You're right.
About what it feels like today. What do you feel like today?
It was a little chilly, but it wasn't real windy out there. The real feels probably equal to the temperature, like 42 or something.
Yeah,
right,
37.
37.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
And
I'm bundled up in my Penn State gear. I feel warm.
Our high is 42 with a shower in spots, says Dean DeBoer.
It's chilliest day today, and then it actually warms up a bit, and then we get a rain situation on Monday, right?
Yeah, what about Steelers Sunday afternoon?
Should be okay, right? Was it like 53 in that forecast?
Yep.
I didn't wake up and look at the weather right away, but I can sense the weather.
You're sensing it.
Yes.
Kevin feels like he's going to vomit. Are you guys like me starting to feel already with this Omicron that here we go again?
Well, just the pure panic that set in with everybody over Omicron.
Without knowing
the doctor
much,
said,
right?
Don't panic. Yeah, this is not
Kevin's
that
done
big
us a good job here. He's really told everybody that we don't have to panic, and there's plenty of evidence to prove it.
And the governor of New York, the new governor, how do you
canceled
pronounce her last name?
Hochul.
Yeah.
Right.
She said that's exactly what she just said, but people don't seem to be hearing that.
But she also fed into it by canceling a lot of other,
yeah,
marginalizing elective surgeries last week.
She was the first governor to declare another emergency in her state for that reason. You're,
you know,
right,
what's even more concerning to me right now? Flu. In the younger set, it's rampant at Penn State. And we've lost players because of it. All these college football games, 10, 15, 20 players that haven't been able to play.
You mean just the regular flu?
Regular flu this year, because we didn't have the same experience with it last year.
You know, that's a good point, because it's running through schools in particular.
It is, and then they're going to go back to the communities here in a couple of weeks again. I mean, some of them went this week. I don't want a shameless plug, but my Everything Under the Sun this week, my podcast, I've got a guy from the CDC, and I've got a guy, Dr. Brian McDonough. He's been on a lot of the stations, CBS and Odyssey stations over the years, and kind of puts that all into perspective how, again, you know, with this Omicron
variant.
Yeah, well, but also just the craziness towards it so far already, that again, we're going to not think about the other things in our health life that are really important. And it's going to be a second, third year where we're suppressing the things that we should be taking care of.
Did
ourselves.
You get your regular seasonal flu shot?
I got mine on TV right here.
Yes,
Dr.
We guilted
Deborah
you into it.
Yes, you did. Dr. Deborah Bogan came in and gave it to me.
Paul, you got yours too.
Right away.
And
it's bad. I got mine. I've just finished my second Shingrix because I'm finally eligible for that. And I've gotten the shingles for a few times over the years.
And people say it's extremely annoying and painful.
The first one was. The second one was. I was surprised. Wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But it was.
Now we got to get a shingle shot too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got that.
You get two.
Two shingle
shots.
Yeah,
you get two.
So my birthday was one hell of a celebration. It was one of those full body physicals where they check everything and give you all kinds of shots. I'm like, what the hell? I'll never do this again.
I remember in grade school, we were pretty young, and we had to go get a physical, and it was terrifying. You're a young kid, and there's a doctor with this redheaded nurse, and you're in your BVDs.
All you remember is the redheaded nurse.
I'll just leave it there.
There you go.
Turn your head. It's 529 News Radio, KDKA, Larry Richard, Kevin Battle, and meteorologist Dean DeBoer, who's getting ready to head downtown a little while. But
the highest paid person in State College, or is it the busiest person in State College?
I think it's the latter, not the former. Okay. Trust me.
Yeah, so we have a few meteorological questions for you.
Uh-oh.
A quiz, a pop quiz for Dino.
Nice. That'll be, can I study? I got a few minutes.
You don't need to.
Mr. Rasmussen does the news.
Are you I never asked you this.
Yes.
Are you an alum of Penn State yourself?
I have a degree from Penn State. My meteorology degree is from Mississippi State. So I got a degree at Penn State, and then I did other things, came to AccuWeather a little bit later in my career, and they said, you know, we want you to be on the air, but you need to be a meteorologist, and so we're going to help you get the education. And I did it mostly through Mississippi State, which has a wonderful program. But then I also had the biggest world's laboratory out my front door there at my office, and then learned right from the best, like Bob Cross, a guy that you learned a lot from.
Great
when you
guy.
Were on television.
Great
and,
guy.
And Elliot Abrams and Joe Sobel and all those great icons of AccuWeather.
We have a feels-like question coming up
yeah.
with Dean DeBoer. 536, this is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it coming up just after the, well, in what, 2 hours? We'll be talking to Charlie Batch, former Steelers quarterback, about Sunday's big game. And also joining us today in studio live, if you're watching on the cameras, quite amazing. We have the voice of everything east of Armstrong County.
Meteorologist Dean DeBoer from AccuWeather, who lives up in State College where AccuWeather's world headquarters is. And, of course, you've been associated with the university, all these athletics. So it's lacrosse.
Right.
Football.
Right.
Volleyball.
Women's and men's volleyball.
Oh, women's and men's.
Yeah.
And the band.
And the Penn State Marching Blue Band. Yes.
When do you have time to do anything?
Not much, but there's been some stretches, like fall's bad, and then when things start to overlap, you know, like right now things are starting to overlap, especially the basketball starting, hockey starting. Now I don't do basketball or hockey, but still there's some residual stuff. So yeah, there's a lot of business.
Have you ever been to a Penn State game in State College
them, right?
For how many years now doing football?
22 years of the stadium.
You yeah. have heard Dean DeBoer. Of course, you hear him here on KDK, and Kevin Battle has a couple of pop quiz
okay.
questions for
I'm
you.
Ready, Mr.
Well,
Battle.
First thing, are you the guy
yes.
that also sold me the beer when I was at Penn State game? Were you the
We don't sell beer at
no,
Penn
I'm
State.
Kidding, I'm kidding.
Good
I'm just saying. You,
that was you a do, trick question, right?
You do
it's
so
extra
many
credit,
things.
Right? Okay.
You'd have to go under the table in the public address booth to get the beer.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
No, it's amazing. I don't know how you keep it all straight.
I don't. A higher power blessed me with a mind that can do that. I mean, I think anybody in this business, you know, you have to multitask, and you have to multitask quickly, and you have to make decisions. You have to back time in your head and all those kinds of things. So I think the fortunate thing was I had a radio mentality, and I brought that to both my sports and my weather, a broadcasting mentality or however you want to bring it. And people are like, well, those things are two separate entities. Well, in some ways they're not. I mean, weather, especially when the storm situation is a little bit like doing play-by-play, you know, the snow's going to come in, it's going to do this, it's going to have this impact, and then it's going to go out, the timing is this. It's still kind of following the same thing as a sports event.
Real-life experience when there were a swarm of tornadoes, June 4th, 1998.
Ooh.
I was on the air, KDK TV. You know, when you see the hook on the radar with the little, and it indicates
well, back
there could
then,
be.
Right, and back then, the radar wasn't as sophisticated as it is
but
now,
but I
right?
saw
it,
yeah. and then I saw the warning, tornado warning, and then we had a camera on the roof of Gateway Center downtown that is looking at the Ohio River, so where the stadiums are.
Sure.
Down the river. And I went, this tornado, and I looked up on the screen and the television camera, and there it was. And there was a baseball game in progress.
Oh, wow.
And that's the one that came through Mount Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the air. Think about this, on television.
It was pitch black that day.
It was green and all kinds weird colors.
And I was on the air. We started at 5, but at 5:35, we went no commercials, no breaks.
Had you ever done that before?
Not to that degree.
Right.
All the way to 11:35.
Wow.
Straight.
6 hours.
Total. And by then, I wore a shirt. I looked like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah.
At the end,
yeah,
my clothes were tattered.
When you're in the middle of that, it's kind of a battle because you want to get the information out. You're trying to help and protect people's lives and things. I mean, there's pressure. I was on a couple of stations, landfalling hurricanes and stuff over the years, and I mean, there's a responsibility you feel as a meteorologist to make sure that you're getting the right information to help people save their lives.
But let's be honest, most of the time on TV, when you see the weather person, the anchors are in their break, so they really don't pay much attention to what you're saying. So when you come, you see that, and you see it on every TV station, the five-day forecast. When the five-day comes up, Kevin, the meteorologist slides while talking, multitasking, and sits down next to the
anchors. And you have a clicker in your hand, and you're doing all kinds of things like to advancing the slides and making sure the right graphic is up.
And they'll say, so... It's going to rain.
So like it's going to rain? Uh-huh.
That's what I've been saying
for the last 5 minutes.
Thank you. So let's clear the air here. Paul, I want you to be a witness. Kevin, he rolls his eyes at the real feel. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Well, I'm a real feel believer.
Are you?
Let's just get that clear right
now. Is there a song?
He loves the feel.
I'm a real feel believer.
Hey, can I ask one question? My first question, Dino.
First and last or first? Go.
This is just my first.
Okay.
When did they train you? How did they train you? And when do you know, like at Heinz Field, Larry knows when to play Renegade. Okay. When do you know when to roll up your sleeves?
Well, I mean, we've been doing it so long. We have a great team there. But I don't control the music, but we have people, you know, I have three people in my ear. Do you have people in your ear and tell me?
No, when you're given the weather, how do you know when to roll up your sleeves?
Oh.
Because you see on TV.
Oh, when the.
If they take the jacket off
right.
and the sleeves go up, it's like DEFCON 5.
Yeah, we know we're serious.
See, I'm a radio guy. So I just kind of, my sleeves are rolled up and I'm in it. And it's been weird, too, a lot of homework.
Zoom.
You know, working at home in that nice home studio, which to me, I sounded better in my home studio than I do at my AccuWeather studio.
I've been up there many times. I came to seminars because KDK-TV, we're also associated with AccuWeather, and they provide us the service and alpha, beta, testing different software over the years. So I would go to this beautiful building. They built the new building.
It is.
And it was gigantic. And there were meteorologists. Maybe the highest concentration of meteorologists in any place on the planet. And it reminded me of one of those Viking ships where the guys are in there.
It's a beautiful glass building, and it was made that way. So when you look at the building, you can see the weather. That's why Dr. Myers built the building that
way. Is he still around?
He is still okay and in charge of the company. He's our CEO.
Dr. Joel Myers.
President and founder. I'm sorry, he's not president anymore. He's founder and CEO. We have a president named Steve Smith, and some of the folks that you knew from years gone by have retired, like Elliot and Dr. Joe.
We had Elliot in the mornings here for
decades.
Yeah.
30 years, maybe.
We used to like his Thanksgiving forecast.
Oh, right.
Mashed potatoes.
Out for the flooding gravy, right?
You're sidestepping the question, Dean.
When do I know when to roll up my sleeves?
No, real feel.
Oh, again.
What is the bottom line?
The bottom line for Real Feel is it's an amalgamation of all of the factors of the weather to come up with one number. Heat index is only the temperature plus the dew point number. Wind chill is only temperature and wind. So they're not congruent. They're not kind of this. It's like an apples and oranges comparison because you're different factors. The temperature's a factor, but one's wind, one's humidity. We take all of that. Sky cover. I mean, a day that sunny and 50 feels a lot better than a day that's cloudy and 50 with a 20-mile-per-hour gusty breeze out of the southwest. So a day that's cloudy and 50 with a 20-mile-per-hour breeze probably has a real feel of 45. The sunny day with no breeze at 50 degrees probably has a real feel of 55 to 60.
Well, you know what Kevin's handle is.
No.
For real.
For real?
Was your favorite movie to be Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
I'm sure.
You like that one?
Were you ever asked to read at schools? That's that book. I used to have to do that all the time.
No. What's the difference between like absolute humidity and relative humidity?
Okay. Well, absolute humidity is the actual measure of how much moisture is in the atmosphere. And that's why I always talk about dew points. The dew point is that absolute humidity. Everybody has their own comfort level with a dew point. To me, when it gets above 60, 61, 62, I'm thinking it's feeling humid, 65 to 68, and it's yucky, and then over 70, and it's a sauna. For me, some people like that, you know, have a different situation.
They have determined that 72 degrees and what relative humidity, like 40%
is perfect.
Most
is
comfortable for most people.
Yeah, all the
time.
So real quick, relative is temperature. The warmer it is, the more moisture it can hold. So relative humidity doesn't necessarily give you how humid it is. It's just the humidity relative to the temperature. But that's quick, and I know we got to do traffic.
Well, this meteorological
passed a test.
Oh, that's
scientific update was brought to you by Dean DeVore. 547 News Radio KDK Sports brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
Yesterday, it was LeBron James saying something was a bit fishy about his, you know, COVID-19 protocols. That was in the NBA. Today, it's Antonio Brown. He is suspended immediately, 3 games by the league for violating COVID-19 protocols. Tampa Bay wide receiver and to a teammate of his. Will be ineligible to play, Larry.
They're suggesting they had someone else's vaccine card.
Dr. Nick signed it from The Simpsons, gave him the vaccine card.
Meanwhile, the Steelers are home on Sunday against the Ravens, 4:25 kick at Heinz Field, and the Pitt Panthers will play in Charlotte tomorrow night against Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
And what about Nittany Lions volleyball?
Penn State taking on Towson today at 4, and then the Pitt Panthers will take on UMBC at 7. The winners of those matches will face off in a second-round match tomorrow at 7 at the Peterson Event Center.
Meteorologist.
How come nobody can say that word?
It's hard. It's too many syllables.
Meteorologist can't say it.
It's a difficult word sometimes, and I had to say
epidemiology.
Yes, but it was epidemiologic.
Oh.
So it threw me off, Paul. Can you understand that? Just that one little syllable.
How about Paul? Is he like the smoothest dude on the air?
You know.
Can I ask Dean a quick question?
Sure.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
I have enjoyed some of your posts on Twitter from your home, and if you don't know, Dean has a couple of cats. What are your cats' names?
They are Luna and Wren, and the girls are... They're actually famous on a lot of stations. The 1010 Winds folks in New York love them, and they're great cats. Joel and I enjoy them.
And your podcast is Everything Under the Sun.
Yes.
That's a great name.
I appreciate that. It's a good podcast. It's kind of come for the weather, stay for your life. So I try to think about the nexus of weather in your life and things that are going on, and obviously health, and a really good interview, especially timely right now, as we were talking in the last hour or last half hour with the flu being running rampant, how that's looking. The CDC, I've got an official from the CDC, Dr. Michael Young, the chief scientist of He's in the science.
Metallurgical. Metallurgical. Yeah. Nobody will know what you're talking about.
Right. Biologic something. All right. Coming up, we got our birthdays. You'll love this segment.
Nice.
But you got to keep your head up. And you can let your head down.
Pop rock singer, songwriter Andy Grammer is 38. He released Keep Your Head Up 10 years ago.
Really? That's 10 years already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember this song, Kevin?
Yeah.
time.
I like this one. It's a perky, happy song.
Yeah, this should be your theme song. This should be your theme song, Kevin.
Gotta keep your head up.
For real, keep your head up. Montel Jordan is 53.
I didn't ever think I'd see you make that motion with your hand. Never in my entire life.
It's worth tuning into the voyeur camera.
We really hipped him up, haven't we, Dean?
Yeah, we have. What happened?
Hey, this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
KDKRadio.com/watch if you want to see the action going on right here.
Which one?
Mickey Thomas of Starship. He's 72 today. One of the voices along with Grace Slick.
Grace Slick. White Rabbit.
By the way,
yes.
Speaking of women of rock, CBS Sunday Morning last weekend had a great bio on Pat Benatar and her husband.
What's
she back
doing
out
now?
On the road. She's
really?
Coming back out on the road. Wow. But her story, you know, you remember Pat Benatar, of course, but the backstory and how she got to be who she is pretty incredible. She's back out on the road.
I have to go watch them.
Oh. Yeah. And here's your favorite. You ready? Ozzy Osbourne is 73 today.
God bless.
They were the first, him and his wife, to have a reality show about just their lives. And it was a big hit on MTV.
Oh, my gosh.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's got to be 20 years ago.
How long do you think Ozzy's going to make it? I would have said tomorrow.
And what's the one takeaway from that show that you remember is Ozzy going, Sharon! Daryl Hannah is 61. She's been in a bunch of films. Kill Bill.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Amazing Racer.
Wasn't she in The Mermaid? She was a mermaid.
Splash. Yeah.
Yes. Splash. That's where she really...
That was her big breakout.
That was it,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. With Tom Hanks, she splashed onto the scene.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Julianne Moore is also 61, born on the same day. She won an Oscar nomination for Boogie Nights, which was a dirty movie.
Very.
Anna Chlumsky.
It was. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that one. Boogie.
Did you ever see Boogie Nights?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. The soundtrack is really great.
Yeah. No carrots were made in that movie.
Amanda Seyfried is 36. Mean Girls. She's been in a bunch of stuff. You know her to see her. Mary Alice is 80. Do you know her?
Is that a radio person?
No. I have no idea. Brandon Fraser, 53. He was in the Mummy trilogy.
Right? Yep.
And let's see. Napster founder Sean Parker is just 42 and grotesquely wealthy. And finally,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Andy Williams would have been 94 had he survived his death in 2012.
Mr. Christmas.
And those are your birthdays brought to you by MediConnect. No celebrities have turned 65 today.
Can you just give Dino a ding for coming in today?
I'm sorry. We're dingless for you, Dean.
but we'll give you this carrot.
It was nice spending an hour with you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.